Back in 2016, we put out a call for nominations, trying to capture the diversity of background, of experience, of the American electorate, the people that aren't currently represented in office. We got over 10,000 nominations. Out of those 10,000 nominations, we found Alexandria.
My brother told me that he had sent my nomination in the summer, but I was like, literally working out of a restaurant, and I was like, there's no way.
Her profile is not what you'd think of as someone who should run for office, right?
I grew up with a really politically engaged and attuned family. We always were debating politics, talking about things, but we were never involved in the formal structures of politics.
We saw these signs of someone who's willing to sacrifice their own future for the good of others.
So Izzy, one of the people that was working with us at the time, called, and it was scheduled for 20, 30 minutes, and it went maybe an hour and a half.
Like, you hadn't thought about running for office or anything at that point, right?
No.
You just knew you got to do something.
I knew that I had to do something.
Yeah. We would call people up and kind of walk them through the platform.
She was like, well, would you be open entering this kind of nomination process? And I was like, sure, because that's not will you run for Congress?
Yeah, we felt the passion in her voice. She really wanted to fight for the big thing, and she got on a bunch of video calls to meet some of the other candidates that at the time were thinking about running.
There were so many other amazing candidates. The entire time I didn't think I was going to be picked. In my brain, I was like, this isn't going to happen until Izzy called, and she was like, hey, do you want to go to Kentucky in 2 weeks? And I was like, oh.